Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maaseros. Mishnah Zayin deals with a very interesting case. There are anthills, chorei hanemolim, that are next to a pile of grain that is obligated in Trumas Maaseros. Shelonu b'tzad ha'areim ha'chayeves. So you have your granary, and you smooth out the pile, so now Miruach HaKri, it's Chayev in Trumas HaMaestros, and you're going to come back tomorrow and take the Trumas HaMaestros. You come back tomorrow morning and you notice, hey, there's anthills over here. And so you chase away the ant and you open up the anthill, and sure enough, there's grains of wheat down in the anthill. So what's the halachic status of that grain? Or else, let's say you got rid of all the grain, you processed all the grain, and now when you're done with all the grain, and now your granary is empty, now you notice these anthills, and you crack open the anthills, and sure enough, there's grain in there. So again, what's the halachic status of this grain? So the Mishnah says, Harei yulu chayavin. These are definitely chayav. They are definitely obligated in maestros, because Sheyadua Shemidavar Hagamur Hayigorin Kol Laila, because we know that we have a very, very strong assumption that the ants were taking the grain into their anthill from the pile that is right next to them, and so even if you would say, well, but the grain's only been there for one day, how could they possibly have done it overnight? We're going to assume that the ants worked all night. The ants are very industrious. We're going to assume that all night, all they did was load grain from the pile into their ant hole. And therefore, we assume that it is chayev, and you must give maestros on this wheat that you found in the ant hill.